Wow.
Chris Smith with the news, the extended news feed. It's 15 minutes long. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hey, look, I'm back again.
Amazing.
Yeah, Greg's still off.
You're the hardest working man in showbiz.
Well, I'm not. I'm just greedy. can I comment on Newsbeat? I know Greg normally doesn't, but can I?
Yeah, of course you can.
First of all, it was nice hearing from Paul Robinson in the sport there.
Yeah.
Class keeper. And I used to be friends with Paul, but he's changed his number and I don't have his new number. So if anyone knows him, can you get him to, like, get a hold of me, please? That would be great. Thanks. I did text him recently, but obviously, I assume he's changed his number. Otherwise, he's just been rude and not replied.
You're not on Twitter?
What?
You can look from on Twitter.
He's a footballer. You know footballers don't like to be on Twitter.
Oh, no, okay.
Are you doing a search for him now?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Robinson.
Yeah.
So that's that. And it was also nice hearing Dappy unconvincingly say how much he still loves Talisa.
Hmm.
It wasn't good, was it?
No.
No. Yeah, we still love each other. Yeah. If your other half is talking with that little enthusiasm about how much they love you, it's all over. So will you be back at 1:30?
No, I'm going to have a lunch break.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's okay.
So it's a throw a six to start a newsreader situation at 1:30?
Pretty much, yeah.
And do you know who it is?
I don't know.
This is brilliant. It really is a great game. For years and years, Radio 1 has been at the forefront of popular youth broadcasting, and still at 1:30, 1:29 every day, no one knows who's about to read the news.
Yeah.
I like my new, that's like working out who's going to be doing Greg's show, I suppose. Right, thank you, Chris.
See you later.
Bye. Chris Smith with the news. He's just done Newsbeat. A 15-minute extended Newsbeat.
BBC Radio 1. Greg James.
No, it's not. It's me. Greg is still ill or possibly stuck in Calais on a booze cruise with Becky from Scott Mills Show, as we may have thought yesterday, because she was missing as well. Unless the two of them have run off together in some kind of sick, sordid, raunchy affair. But I would imagine it's probably just a booze cruise to Calais gone wrong. Or indeed, Greg does have the flu, because he's missing now another down the air, and I'm back again! So 81199, if you want to tell us that you are listening in this afternoon, send me a little text. Is this the second time you've heard me today, or the first? Or will you be just staying with us for an hour till Steve Wright starts at 2? 81199, give us a text.
Greg James, BBC Radio 1.
Don't like the way the show starts. Let's start it properly. Shabba.
It's the happy sound.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Of Radio 1.
Action. Shabba Radio.
And I'm back again.
Chris Miles.
The Maccabees, but if you want to sound really cool, that's the McKeebees. And before that was DJ Fresh, or if you want to sound cool, that's the Maccabees.
BBC
Radio 1.
Greg James.
No, it's not. Hi. Here we are, back again across the UK and the rest of the world on BBC Radio 1. It's 1:10. Hello. Hello, good afternoon. Has anybody actually heard from Greg? Because I didn't hear anything. I got a text from him before the show yesterday, and I haven't heard anything back since. What has he said?
I got a text from him.
You got a text from him?
Saying that he's had really bad flu and fever, and he's been...
Why are you taking your headphones off when you're talking? Do you hate the sound of your own voice that much?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So go on. Why don't you just put a voice on? Put a man's voice on. Okay. So have you heard from Greg?
Yes.
And what does he say?
He says he's got really bad fever.
He's got really bad fever.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And he's having nightmares.
He's having nightmares?
Yes.
Yeah. This show's been ruined. That's probably what it is. Well, Greg, if you're listening, please don't have nightmares. He'll be fine. Don't worry. Stop whinging. You know, lying there in his bed surrounded by used tissues. Got some dodgy TV channel on, maybe. Like, you know, Dave or UK Gold, whatever it is. That's what I meant, by the way. I don't know what you were thinking of. Anyway, 81199 if you want to send us a little text. 4 times in 2 days, says Rosa in Winchester. Well, I do what I can, Rosa. You know what I mean? Nice to have you on in the afternoon, Chris, from Fat Ron in Falmouth and Cornwall. He calls himself that, not me. I'm not being nasty. Uh, Oh, there you go. That's nice, isn't it? And Owen from Cardiff is very excited because he gets to listen to me just before he flicks over to Steve Wright. So that's nice. There's nothing like a compliment to start the show, and that was nothing like a compliment to start the show. I never make it up early enough to hear you in your usual time slot. This is a treat, says Karen, near Washington, D.C. That's in America, Laura.
Wow.
Man, Laura.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 81199 if you want to send us a text, 81199, or if you want to do it from anywhere else in the world for free, on the Radio 1 web app, which is basically the website, on a computer or on your phone, top right-hand corner is like a little speech bubble, but it's actually a square because the BBC like to do things just to slightly make it more confusing and awkward. It's not a speech bubble, which everybody knows what a speech bubble is. It's a speech square. Of course it is. You can send us a text for free from anywhere in the world. If you're on Wi-Fi, you can listen to Radio 1 out of your phone. It's like a five-second delay. So if you go on holiday anywhere in the world, what you do, if you've got a cool phone... Oh, someone's ringing me. I'll have to call them back. Is it Paul Robinson? No, it's not. So anywhere in the world, you can listen via your phone and then send us a message. If you're on Wi-Fi... It's free from anywhere in the world to do that. Or in the UK, as normal. But you can do that free thing in the UK, by the way, if you're tight. 81199 is the text number. Do you listen to Radio on the phone, man, Laura?
Yes.
It's really good. Right, so I'm on the Wi-Fi now, so I can send a message to the studio for free, even though I'm already here. But if you press listen, right, it comes up out of your phone. Right? No, that's...
Listen. Oh. Right. Comes up out of your phone. Right? No, that's listen. Oh. Right. It comes up out of your phone. Right? No, that's listen. Oh. Right.
Yeah, I think you get the idea with that. Anyway, so you have no excuse now wherever you are in the world. And if you're going to go on your holiday, you can always have Radio 1 with you. And you can send a message to the studio and you can get it read out for free. It's good, isn't it? So send us a message. Tell us what you're doing.
BBC Radio 1. Greg James.
Chris Moyles. And once again, because I don't have that woman saying my name followed by the man repeating her for some reason, I've pulled out some of the old Chris Moyles jingles. And years ago, Prince William said he listened to Radio 1. He said he listens to Sarah Cox and me. That's Prince William said he listens to Sarah Cox and then me. So we made this jingle.
He may be fat.
Oh, no, not that. Why did you change it to the fat one? That's not... Why did you do that? You changed it to the fat one.
You're not fat, you're lovely.
It's this one.
The future king of England, second favourite DJ.
That's the one.
It's Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Won't trust me.
Yeah, he's a freak. Oh, we are. 303 and Don't Trust Me on BBC Radio 1. See, kind of rhyme there. So, Laura, who produces Greg normally, and I had just had a very, very heavy discussion about what should be happening in the show today. And this is what we're coming up for you. We have put together for you for the next few hours. First feature will be It's 10 to 2, What You're Gonna Do, sung by Sarah. An hour later will be 10 to 3, What You're Having for Your Tea. And this is only for people who are planning ahead and working out what they're going to have for the tea. Maybe you want to make yourself a nice chili con carne. Obviously, you need the mince. Go lean. There's less to drain. And then you want your chickpeas, because that is the added secret to a good chili con carne. Obviously, you have your kidney beans, your chopped tomatoes. If you're going lazy, go packet mix. That's fine. Then you don't need the onions and messing around. You could always stick an extra onion in, though. But chickpeas... and or baked beans, if you're making a chili. Little tip for you there. So if you're planning a tea, we'll be asking you later. It's 10 to 3, what are you having for your tea? And then our new feature, it's 10 to 4. Let's just play two records, then Scott's on. Katy Perry. Part of Me. I had a dream about Katy Perry last night. Basically, me and her we had a night in.
Shut up.
Whatever. She was around at mine last night. She came around to watch the Richard Bacon documentary on BBC Three about bullying on the social networking sites. It's really good fun. And we had a quick brew and she got a tube home.
BBC Radio 1, Greg James.
Chris Moyles. Double Miles followed by double maths. Perfect, says Danny Manchester. Hello, Dan. I'm glad you're back on the radio. I fell asleep through the show this morning, so I'm going to enjoy round two while I'm cleaning, says Seema in Warsaw. Oh, what a charmer. What a chat up line. I'm hearing you live in sunny Zurich. The show is wonderful, says Tim in Zurich. He sent us a message for free from the web app. Someone's listening in Argentina. Hello to you. Nice seeing you in the afternoon as well. You sound different, says Sean in Andover, who's a lorry driver for... It's either Coop, but I'd imagine he means co-op and just doesn't know where the hyphen is. Do I sound a bit different? Because I'm jocking. Like, I've got the music dipped down when I speak, and then when I stop talking, turn it up. It's good. I'm hitting vocals and all that DJ crap, which is good fun. But if I did it every day, I would kill myself. I love Greg, but Mr. Moyles is a living legend, and that comes in from me. If you want to text in 81199, send us a little text and we'll read a few more out this afternoon. We're on till 4 o'clock. We have 10 to 2, what you gonna do, coming up later. 10 to 3, what you having for your tea. 10 to 4, Scott's almost on, let's leave through the door. That needs work, that one. Right, I'm going to play a song. I don't honestly know why, but I heard this. I was lucky enough to hear Greg on Friday when he was discussing the new Usher track. Now, it's appeared again in Greg's show, so we have to play it. I don't know why, because it's weird. It's called Climax from Usher. It's basically a guide to... I think the idea is it's meant to be like a sexy R&B love track, but it's more an example of how to make somebody vom in their own mouth. Because if you listen to the lyrics, and I like Usher, but if you listen to the lyrics and how he's singing it and the sentiment of it, it's a bit...
Shut up!
Yeah, exactly. If you haven't heard this track before, it's an eye-opener. I'll be amazed if there are any women, even Usher fans, who listen to it and go, oh... Just went a bit of a hot flush. Oh God, he's so sexy. I think most men will go, oh, do me a favour, mate, will you? Laura, it makes you go, what? There you are. And that wasn't even a man voice. Right, this is Usher, this is Climax.
Yeah, my name is Usher. You're in my underpants. The Marks and Spencers.
Reach the climax. We're together, now we're undone. We'll commit so much.
Beautiful, isn't it? Run away. I'm not sure about that sound effect, though.
We separate. Oh, I give it so before I gave up. Can't take it back.
Usher and Climax. Ooh, naughty. Wow. I like Usher, but I've got to say, I don't like the fact that he's using the word climax, and also it's an incredibly dull song, isn't it? And but Laura, it's kind of like, I'm beginning to think this is like your secret pleasure, because now this is twice you've chosen to play this song.
I don't choose it.
Drop it.
You
my love, reach the climax.
Ow!
Anyway, we will play something which is crazy and good. Coming up in just a few seconds. First of all, let's get the latest news from Newsbeat. Ben Mundy is standing by after a time check.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
It's 1:30.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, we'll get some more at 2:30.
No lunch for you today then, Ben Mundy.
No, I know. In a few minutes, maybe. I'm worried about you. Are you okay?
Why?
Just long hours. What time did you get to bed?
Last night?
Yeah.
What are you, my mother?
I'm just worried.
Went to bed about 11.
Okay.
Yeah?
Because this could go on all week. Who knows?
I had for my tea.
Oh, yeah, please.
I had chilli.
Chilli?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I trek me sen, as we say up north, to a chocolate chip rice cake.
Lovely. Yeah. Do you have dessert every evening?
I wouldn't really call that dessert. It's like cardboard with a little bit of chocolate sprinklings on top, but it's only 65 calories. Don't get me started, Ben.
Monday.
Thank you. I'm kind of singing your name wrong. So you get to go for lunch now?
I do, yeah.
Oh, well, it's been lovely chatting with you.
I'll be listening, though, when I get back in the office.
I won't worry, Steve Wright's on it too. Cheers, then. This is going to be the weirdest intro into a segue ever.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Paris from Kanye West and Jay-Z, and that's Eli Golding. I don't know. Never heard of him. I'm so loyal, aren't I? Right, it's 20 to 2.
The Chris Moyle Show.
For Greg James.
International Radio
Guitar. Right, so a few text messages come in. Loving Extra Moyalsy from Liam in Boston. Hi. It's not the first time he said that, is it? Jill in Manchester says, what a birthday treat for me. Double Moyals again. And happy birthday to you, Jill. Here's a weird kind of, like, speaking of Richard Bacon's show from last night, were you wearing your noisy jacket today? Is that the puffer jacket you were wearing at the Sony building earlier? All right, stalker. Yeah, I was at the Sony building in Golden Square in London, in town, in London, central London. So I went to see a film. I went to see a film called The Pirates. And I'll be discussing this tomorrow with... We've got two guests tomorrow, and one of them is in this animated movie called The Pirates. Can you work out which one it is? We have David Tennant and Lord Sugar. That's right. Lord Sugar is in a movie. No, that's a joke. So, although he'd make a great pirate because he's miserable and old. Blooming, blooming, blooming treasure, blooming... Here! I was selling trinkets out the back of a van when I was 14. Blooming, blooming. Actually, he really would make a good pirate. Maybe they missed out on a little treat there. 12 young pirates are auditioning to be his apprentice pirate. Chris, enjoying the show. You sound much better, more relaxed, and not so up your own bum like you do in the morning show. Ooh, is that a bit offensive? Sorry. That's nice, Kaz, in Bedford. That's lovely. What do you do for an encore? Urinate on my shoes. Well, Kaz, at least I'm not you. Which is probably somebody very ugly. Chris, your voice turns me on more than Usher, says Natalie, who's in Hampshire. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. And Jay, who is on farm, has texted in saying, I have two helicopters and a fighter jet and a plane flying around in circles above me. Can you tell them to either blow me up or kindly bog off? I don't know if they have radio on board, but they are annoying me and causing too much noise. So if you're in an aeroplane over a farm and can see Jay, who looks like an angry farmer underneath, can you just keep it down? Because I'm afraid you're just too darn loud.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Some Sean Paul. Well, you're going to get it anyway. It's on the list. Sean Paul. All right, it is 1:46 in the afternoon, which means it is 14 minutes to 2. Now, in 4 minutes, Sarah will sing the jingle for her excitable feature. It's 10 to 2, what you're going to do. And that's your cue to text in and tell us what you're doing or what you're about to do. That's really what you're going to do. So it's what you're about to do. So maybe you have a meeting at 2 o'clock. Maybe you're going to see your nana later. Maybe you're going to have a dump. Maybe you're going to have a shower. Maybe you're going to get off the bus because you're on the bus. Maybe you're going to... I've got a mate listening who's on holiday and they're a few hours ahead. And in the evening, the bar is free for 2 hours. So I know what he's going to do. He's going to go and drink for free for 2 hours.
Brilliant.
So what are you going to do? Should we get people to text in now? And then we could actually read them out in time. Right, 81199, what are you about to do? Send us a message in, keep it kind of nice and brief, put your name on and where you're from, and we'll read some out after Sarah sings her beautifully, not auto-tuned jingle. So, 81199, what are you about to do? What are you going to do in the next kind of 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that? Give us a text, 81199, or via the website or the Radio 1 web app for free if you're on the Wi-Fi. Send us in and we'll read a big pile of stuff out next. This is Def Havana. Go on, do it. Say it.
What?
Say pardon.
Pardon?
See, Def Havana.
Oh, get it.
See, that's brilliant. Def Havana and Leeches. Hey, Laura?
Yeah?
No.
What?
No, Def Havana.
What?
That's brilliant. That's, you can work on that, and by the time Greg is eventually back at work. By the way, Greg, I think he might be ill because I did see Becky from Scott Mills' show, so she's back. So
not on a booze cruise?
Not on a booze cruise, no, I don't think so. But we should maybe FaceTime Greg on, you know, that thing on a certain brand of phone where you can ring someone but see them on camera. Hmm. So we might do that and see if he answers.
See if he's really ill.
See if he's really ill. See if he looks... Let's find out how sick he is. Not in that way, not in a dark, twisted way, but in a... Right, let's get Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Oh.
Just getting your echo sorted out.
Okay.
We're a little bit late, but it doesn't matter. It's time for Sarah's feature.
It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do? It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do?
Brilliant. Right, hi, I'm Claire. I'm just about to pick the kids up from school. Peace shattered. No, it's peace out. You got it wrong there. Shell is off out for to walk the dog. I'm washing my Land Rover, says Matt in the Norfolk countryside. I'm changing one huge smelly nappy from my five-month-old son, Jonas, says Samantha in the Isle of Skye. That's a nice little image for everybody. Ben in Southampton will be jumping out of a plane for charity. Wow. I'm going to sleep. Major jet lag, Sean, Wales. Wow, imagine being called Major Jet Lag. Isn't that amazing? I'm just about to go on the M25, grrr, says Ash at work in London. I'm about to start work getting my beard dyed red for sport relief. Nice one, Tom in Huddersfield. I've been for a run, so I'm getting in the shower. Do you want to wash my back, says Sam. If you're a girl, sure. If you're a bloke, sure. It's 10 to 2 and I'm going to munch a sausage roll, says Rachel in Glasgow. I'm packing my suitcase for my trip to South Africa, says Jules in London. Oh, nice. Barney's going to have a kip at work. It's 10 to 2 and I'm about to have a big poo from Bazett and Rugby. Bet you're single. And that is it. I think that's enough. So one more time on the jingle, Sarah, in time with the music. Brilliant.
It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do? It's 10 to 2, what you gonna do?
I think it still needs a little bit of work.
Nah.
Really? You think it's fine as it is?
I think it's amazing.
The standards on your show are very low. I love the relaxed atmosphere on this show, where the host of the show, I'm not going to come in. And that's how relaxed it is. And then whoever does fill in me, what are we doing today? Don't know. What do you want to do? All right. Do you want to do the 10 to 2 feature? Yeah. Have you, since we did it yesterday, have you kind of worked on it and everything?
No.
Still going to do it the same as yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, great. I'll be lucky if we actually manage to make it till 4 o'clock this afternoon. I love this track, Avicii Levels. I'll be dropping it tonight when I'm DJing out live, if you want to come and see me. I'm not actually DJing anywhere, but I always think it sounds good when, you know, people say that at the end of songs. Yeah, why don't you come and see me tonight at Torch Night Spot in Swindon? That's where I'm going to be laying down the hits. Why not come along and see me for our regular Tuesday night party night from midnight till 4? I'll be on the decks slamming out the hits that count. Thanks. There you are. I don't know. It's Greg does it, doesn't he? He like flies around the world to DJ. Hi, come and join me tonight at Carlisle Polytechnic, where I'll be DJing from 1:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Exactly. Here's a text. This is slagging you off, Sarah, sadly. Mikey and Solihull, or Mickey, I never know. It's Mikey. Says, I'm going to switch Steve Wright on because he's got Michael Bolton, Andrew Lloyd Webber and JLS to talk to. You've got Sarah singing it's 10 to 2, what you going to do?
How rude.
I know. Sing it again and we'll send him off with a smile on his face.
This is for Mikey.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 2, what you going to do? It's 10 to 2, what you going to do?
Well, what we've decided is, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and get as many famous people on the show today as we can, okay?
Okay.
So there's, and genuinely, 100%, none of this is planned. It's only come from this text about Steve Wright's guests. So the first person I'm going to try is I'm going to FaceTime Greg James, who is off because he's poorly sick. I'm going to see if A, he's awake, and B, if he answers. Now, I'm imagining we're going to fall at the first hurdle on this, but it doesn't matter. Because you know the phrase, if at first you don't succeed, just keep on going and milk it until you finally get somebody on at 5 to 4. So, FaceTiming. Greg's not going... Oh, that's not a great sign, is it? I'm going to work on this. I'm going to go through my phone and I'm going to get the stars of today, yesterday, and Andy Peters. And between now and 4 o'clock... Screw the Steve Wright show. This is going to be a guest fest. God damn it. Ow. We are going to have star after star after star. Radio 1 is going nuclear with its mega celebrity afternoon between now and 4 o'clock. You want stars? We're going to try and get them for you.
As heard by such celebrities as
Dale Winton,
yeah.
Chris Miles on Radio 1.
And if you're famous, feel free to give me a text or pop in. That would be great. All right, it's 2 o'clock, Radio 1. Tuesday afternoon, I'm Chris. This is Foo Fighters. Alan has texted in saying, I bet you can't get 10 famous stars on the show by 4 o'clock this afternoon. But he spelt the word buy, as in, but you can't get 10 stars by 4 o'clock. Buy, as in you would buy something from a shop. So I'm afraid I can't take a challenge from somebody who's dumb. Only fair.
You got to get.
And that may sound like an excuse, and indeed it is. So it's 2:07. Can we get some famous people on the radio this afternoon to go up against the powerhouse that is Steve Wright in the afternoon, who apparently has got a whole host of people, Michael Bolton, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and JLS.
Woo, JLS wins, woo!
So I'm going to go through my phone and see who we can get. And with my resources and Laura's and Sarah, with mine and Laura's, we should, and the shows, we should be able to get some top-notch stars on the phone. Okay, we'll be able to phone some people. Well, we'll try our best. No, don't hold your breath. But we're going to start, and it could be amazing. Right? Cool. Yeah. It'll be people from One Extra. But that's fine, isn't it? That's all right. So we're going to get working on this now, all right? And we'll see who the first person we can get hold of will be. Meanwhile, would you like to hear the best bit of the radio from yesterday, Friday?
Dad actually said to me after the show, well, which one were you?
You're joking.
Yeah, but because they were sitting right opposite where the Queen, the Royal Box, they were in the Royal Circle, and they couldn't take their eyes off the Queen's box.
Childish, isn't it?
And they couldn't take their eyes off the Queen's box.
So childish on this show. Rizzle Kicks! Rizzle Kicks, that song is out now if you want to download it. Legally, of course, it's called Traveller's Chant from their album Stereotypical, which you should have. They're in this morning, Rizzle Kicks. So, we could try to phone one of Rizzle Kicks. If you want. Shall we?
You've got his number.
Yeah, we all swap numbers. Well, I got their numbers.
Is it Rizzle or Kicks?
It's Kicks. Now, genuinely, this is not planned, so this might go down badly. But let me just try. Alright, let me ring. What? What do you mean it's not recognised? Don't tell me they give me a duff number. Hang on. There's too many numbers in that. How has he done that? They've written the numbers down for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's right, isn't it? 11 numbers. All right, we'll try it again. Oh, you... That's terrible. All right, let's try Jordan. If this does the same thing, either Rizzle kicks have been cut off, or they've given me duff numbers.
Rude.
It is rude. I may... And it's because I was calling him Harvey for a laugh. Jordan?
Yeah?
It's Chris Moyles. You're live on Radio 1.
Oh, right. You're right, mate.
How are you? Yeah, we're really live. Don't use any of your bad language.
I'm back on the radio.
Right. And we just played your song, so I've called you to say hi.
Oh, you're right, mate. How was my hello? Because it says block number. I'm sometimes a bit cautious, like.
No, it's fine. It was all right. But listen, you know, but Harley gave me, when the number that Harley gave me doesn't work.
Yeah, he literally changed it today because some plonker put his number on Facebook and he's been like, seriously? 15,000 times. It's a good number he's got today, though. Shall I announce it on radio?
Yeah, no, don't read it out. Don't read out the new number. Anyway, are you back in the studio now?
Yeah, literally, yeah, I just got to it.
Are you in the studio itself or kind of outside the studio?
I'm just currently outside it.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, I just wanted to say thanks for coming on this morning. We just played your song.
You know what? We really enjoyed ourselves, and yeah. I'm very glad you're playing our track again.
No problem. And your album is still available if people want to buy that today, right?
It is. It's called Stereotypical, and it happens to be on iTunes.
I love it! And everywhere else. Right, I'll leave it to it. Tell Harley, by the way, I like to call him Harvey. Tell Harvey he has to send me his new number.
I will do.
I just text you as well.
Oh, no, I just saved you. It's crazy.
Good. All right, okay. Talk to you later. Cheers, man.
All right, cheers.
Bye. There you go. All right, so that's good, right? So that's one. We have one famous person. That's Jordan Rizzle Kicks. He's Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks. So happy with that?
Yeah.
All right. 2:15. Take that, Steve Wright. Kapow! And that's Nicki Minaj and Starships on BBC Radio 1. Let's try this. The Chris Moyles Show. In for Greg James. Surrounded by tissues. BBC Radio 1. Should we try Olly Murs? Yeah? Don't sound too excited, girls, now, will you?
Yes!
And don't patronise. The only thing with Olly is I'm sure he tweeted the other day that he is going away. If he's flying around Europe doing promotion or something, we'll try him, shall we?
Yeah.
We're doing well so far. We got Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks. So it makes sense that we try for Olly Murs. Oh, he's away. Oh, no. Uh-oh. I don't know by the ringtone, do I?
Oh.
Oh, hang on, let me have a listen. Yeah, that's Lisbon. Yeah, I can tell, yeah. I know I'm lonely, but how lonely do you think I am? I've worked out... rubbish. Shall I leave him a message? Okay.
Please leave your message after the tone.
I will do.
To re-record your message...
Why would I want to? Why would I want to re-record it? Ollie, it's Chris Moyles. I'm just ringing you live on the air, but you didn't answer, but you sound like you're away. If you're on holiday, then I'm sorry I interrupted, but we're trying to get hold of you to put you on the air, because I'm on the radio in the afternoon. It's a long story. All right, give me a shout back. Bye. I would love to Mark. That's his boyfriend. Oh, that's not out yet, is it? Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, it is now. All right, well, we're trying our best. We've got Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks. We're working on a major list of top celebrities whose phone numbers we can acquire. We'll keep going. Although, the first person we tried was Greg James, and we couldn't get a hold of him, so... Oh, I've just been handed another phone number, so... Well, save that one up. Fingers crossed, get more famous people on. But so far, a list of one, it's not the worst thing in the world, is it? Granted, we've had more people not answer than have answered, but it's early days. It's only 2:22. We'll keep on going. The Chris Moyles Show. MGMT.
BBC Radio.
MGMT and Kids Radio 1. 2:25. So we're trying to get famous people on the show because I'm filling in for Greg. So we're just kind of winging it, playing music, having a chat, having a laugh for a few hours. Can we get lots of famous people on the radio show today? So far, Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks, yes. Ollie Murs, no. Greg James, no. Harley from Rizzle Kicks, no. I think we should change our tact a little bit and start saying it's for sport relief or something. Even though it's actually not for sport relief, because then people might answer the phone, it's for sport relief, and then we just don't give any money. Is that really morally bad?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to try another phone number. Okay, let's see if this works.
1, 2, 3,
this will be interesting. All right, it's ringing, so that's a good sign. And they're in the UK. Oh, hello. What the? Whoa, whoa. What is that? All right. We dial it again. Hi, it's for sport relief. See if that works. Right, it's ringing. This is good. But will they answer? See, we're ringing from a private number, so a lot of famous people don't answer private numbers. They don't trust it. They think it's 11 sitting. Oh, what? Oh. Bum. That'd have been a good one, that as well. You know who that was? Barack Obama. What's that one? Whose is that, Laura?
That's mine.
Yeah, but who is it? Who's the number four?
Arishe.
From JLS, get out of town.
Yeah, man.
Do you keep the number for every famous person you sleep with?
With my little black book.
Should we try Arishe?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not Oritisi? Because that's how it's spelled.
Sorry, I was doing it wrong.
How?
He's on Steve Wright, though.
Yeah, but it'll be on tape, so don't worry about it. Arishe, all right, this will be good. From JLS, from actual JLS, from... JLS. Who?
Good afternoon, sir.
Arishe?
Yeah.
Hey! How are you?
I'm good. You alright, Chris?
I'm great. Where are you?
I'm in Cardiff.
What are you doing in Cardiff?
Just on the fourth dimension JLS tour, you know, as it were.
You are crazy. And you currently live in the rock and roll on tour lifestyle, sitting in your room, listening to the radio, eating little... biscuits from the next to the Teesmaid.
Eccles cakes, actually.
Oh, nice. What do you do? Dude, what do you do all day when you're on tour?
All day? You know what? This morning, I just went to the gym. I had a massage by a lovely lady.
Hello.
In the spa.
Nice.
You know, and just, do you know what I mean? It was really, really nice. No, but you know what? We just go around the city, go shopping, chill out. You know, if we got hammered the night before, which happened last night, then you don't wake up until 1 o'clock the next day. And, you know, we just keep it moving. It's, you know, it's a pop and roll lifestyle.
Are you on stage tonight?
Course.
In Cardiff?
Yeah.
What time are you on?
8:30.
Okay, all right. I'll come and see you.
Really? Well, you really going to come
No. But I'll come and see you before the tour finishes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, when will that be?
There's loads left, though. You got loads of dates left.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I'll...
London?
Pardon?
London O2 Arena?
Arena... on the tour, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what to say. To the other lads for us.
Wish to say hello to the other lads?
Yeah. And I will definitely 100 tour to you live.
Fantastic.
Well,
I can't hear you.
Oh, no, we must be breaking up. I better go. Listen, thanks for letting us speak to you and say hello to the rest of the lads and enjoy the rest of the tour and have a great gig. It'll be great tonight. Go off in Cardiff as well, you know. So have a good one.
Thank you very much, Chris.
All right, cheers, man. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They're all saying come and see them live on tour. All right. That's two famous people. And we only started at 2 o'clock, so that's not bad. Let's have a look at the list. Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks and Oritisi from JLS. Nice, and there you go. Take, eat, destroy that number. Laura, shred it. Yeah, exactly. Here's a question for you. Do we do the news at 2:30?
Yeah, we're meant to be.
Is it with Chris Smith with the news?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is he famous? Like, if we rang... He doesn't really count, though, does he? Not really. All right, well, we'll keep going. This is good. So far, two famous people we've got hold of. Can we get hold of a third before 4 o'clock? Only time will tell. And coming up, we got some amazing music. Coldplay and Cynthia Strider.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
First of all, Chris has the news. It's 2:31.
Radio 1 Newsbeat. There's more at 3:30.
Chris Smith, he's got the news. Chris Smith, he loves the nudes. Chris Smith, he's wearing a shirt. It's that last line I can never get right.
It's the killer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's so much easier to go. Chris Smith with the news. He's wearing a shirt and ladies' underwear. Crotchless.
It's hot.
Yeah. All right, what did you have for your lunch?
Egg sandwiches.
Nice.
Homemade.
Yeah. Mm. I thought you might be off the bread.
Living the dream. Why?
I'm just looking at you.
Still alive. I need to be.
Well, he's got a bit of a tum. Like in that shot there on that camera where you are, when you're sat down and kind of crouched over, you do get a bit like a little tie around
your
tummy.
It's not flattering though, is it? Because the camera's like in the ceiling.
But isn't that, that's true though, Laura. You make a face. But look, when he leans forward there, look, it's like, oh, God. It's like, give it a slap and ride the waves. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to be shot from below like Judy Finnegan.
People are going surfing USA all over his tummy. I love saying that because now me, I'm skinny.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Probably can't see me hidden behind this pen. So is it a good vibe in the Newsbeat office this afternoon?
Pretty good, yeah. I think so.
What's the most exciting thing that's happened? Not news for broadcast, but what's the most exciting thing that's happened in the office today since you got in?
Debbie, that sits next to me, is editing Newsbeat today, has got Turkish Delight.
Has she? Yeah. Now, is that a euphemism or...?
No, actually, an actual Turkish Delight.
Because I have heard she had... I heard she had a Twix once and it wasn't... I don't know what that means. I heard she once had a Kinder Surprise.
So I've had quite an interesting chat about Turkish Delights.
And what was your interesting chat?
Well, some of us like them, some of us don't.
I don't like them.
We found out they're made in Poland.
No way!
Yeah, I know. It's all interesting up here.
Wow.
It's all about facts.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing on the...
Turkish Delight.
Debbie's Turkish Delight.
All right. They're rose flavour.
Do you get different flavour Turkish Delight?
Well, the one she's got is a rose flavour one.
How much does she have?
What?
Share it? Like, has she got a bucket of it?
No, just the little one. Just the bar.
Nice. Mm. And this is a treat for her, or does she normally...
It's a little treat, isn't it?
Yeah. That is actually interesting.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, hang on a second. One second. Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Is it pink?
No, it's Chris Smith with the news. Is it pink?
Turkish Delight.
Kind of pinky purple, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Rose colour.
Rose colour, there you go.
Yeah. See what they've done.
This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's going
I don't
well.
Really know how to get out of this now.
Who are you going to call next?
Ghostbusters. I don't know. Do you want me to do another one now?
Yes.
All right. Let me try and think of somebody whose phone number we could have. Get them on. Okay, let's try this person, right? 07. I'm not going to read it out, obviously. Okay. Is that right? I missed the number out. I know this is not the most exciting radio in the world, is it? No. Oh, there you go.
Hello?
John, you're live on the radio. Don't swear.
What are you doing?
A double shift.
A double shift? It's 2:30 in the afternoon. Stop being greedy. There's people. Don't you know what's wrong with the economy? People like you are taking all the work off the youth.
No, I am the youth.
You're not the youth.
Shut
you were the youth about a decade ago. You're gone now.
Oh, shush. Ladies and gentlemen, sports relief a legend, John Bishop. Woo!
I'm just sat in the car, travelling home, and I just flicked the Radio 1 and heard your voice and thought I'd been out all night.
No, sadly not, no, Joe. Not at your age.
He's not in.
Greg James has got a bad man flu.
Not wrong with Greg James. Yeah. He's too young to be off. He's skiving with his mates.
Yeah, well, that's what we think. We can't get hold of him.
You don't know where he is. Right. Can anyone verify that he's properly got man flu?
Well, no, I don't think they can.
Well, I don't believe him.
Yeah, I think
you're
right.
Believe Greg James. Greg James came and jogged with me just like you did, and Greg James was as fit as a fiddle and looks like he's 12.
That's a very good point. He is in really good shape at the moment because he's training for the marathon. So, yeah, he should be able to fight a cold easily.
If he's a proper bloke, which I don't think he is because he's got to go through puberty before he can have that
title. Well, that's true, yeah. You'd have thought, actually, Greg would be able to fight germs like John Bishop can fight the tax man. Do you know what I mean?
Why have you brought tax man up? What have you done that for?
I don't know.
I told you not to mention that.
Sorry, I'll talk to you later. Bye, John.
Bye.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.
Radio 1 FM.
Yes.
Where no commercials.
Go on.
Means more music.
Oh, brilliant. Right, I am Chris, in for Greg, back on the radio. Turn it up loud, we're going to play some Coldplay. Radio 1. Chinchy Strider. Coldplay. BBC Radio 1, it's 2:45. Right, we need you to text in. If you are planning your tea tonight and you're thinking, I'll make myself little chicken Caesar salad when I get home, or oh, I might have fish and chips as a little treat. Sorry about that, Tinchy. Maybe he's on a carb-free diet. Send us a text, 81199, because Sarah's brand new feature to Greg James's show, It's 10 to 3, What You're Having for Your Tea, is coming up. No, really. Cutting Edge Radio. Steve Wright's got Andrew Lloyd Webber. We're doing Sarah singing It's 10 to 3, What You're Having for Your Tea. What would you rather be listening to? Yeah, exactly, right. But stay with us, though, anyway. 81199, send us a text. That's the studio number. Comes right into the studio. Sarah, we'll go through the text and get the greatest ones, or any, that we can find. Or you can send us a message via the website on the Radio 1 web app. It's free, top right-hand corner. It looks like a little speech bubble, but it's a square. And if you're on Wi-Fi, it's free from anywhere in the world, dude. Which is great. So we'll do that. It's 10 to 3, What You Having for Your Tea. Then at 3 o'clock, it's the 10-20-minute takeover, as it was yesterday. And then we'll go back to trying to get famous people on the show. So far, Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks, John Bishop, and Arishe from JLS, which is great, who's sitting in his hotel room in Cardiff listening to the show through his TV, eating the biscuits, the free biscuits that come next to the kettle and the world's smallest cups when you want a cup of tea. Why don't the hotels just do mugs? I want a mug of tea. I don't want a thimble of tea. I want a mug. If I'm going to sit there and wait 20 minutes for that little plastic kettle to boil, I want a mug of tea, not a thimble. Sorry, it's getting all bothered about. I should be running the hotel. Forget that man on the Channel 4 show. Stick me in there. You'll have proper tea-making facility. Well, I can't even say it. And I'm not even going to try it again because it's a funny word. Record. Scott Mills is back on the radio at 4 today. Lovely Scott. Zane Lowe is here at 7 o'clock. Grimmy's back on at 10. But not yet. Bye, Tongy.
Bye.
Pete Tong just popped in to say hello. He's driving past. He popped in and said hello. Now he's gone again. Crazy world, isn't it, during the day? No one's here in the mornings. I barely make it in for 6:30, let alone anybody else turning up. Right, we need to find some new music. We had the music for It's 10 to 2, What You're Going to Do was this. I think we need to change it, don't we, Laura? Sarah?
Yes.
Whatever your name is. You know, you girls look the same to me. Let's change it. Let's change it to this. All right. The time is 10 to 3. It's time for our brand new feature.
It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea? It's 10 to 2, what you having for your tea?
You said 10 to 2 the second time round.
Did it? No.
It sounded like it.
No.
Do it again. Okay. Enunciate clearer.
It's 10 to 3, what's for
you? Oh dear, really? Really? It's the simplest song in the world. It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea? Right? Wow. How do you even make it to work of a day?
I don't know.
Neither do I.
It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea? It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea?
Beautiful. Around the UK, people are planning their tea tonight. Danny Manchester says, I'm having a doner kebab-flavoured pot noodle with bread in my truck. Show off. Lisa in Coventry is having sausages and mash with homemade onion and red wine gravy. Hello. Laura in Devon, barbecue chicken rice and salad with Angel Delight with crunchy crunched up in it. Oh, that's nice. I like that. 10 to 3, what are you having for your tea? A partridge in a pear tree, says Zach from Chichester. My missus is making me steak and chips because it's my birthday, says Rick in Gloucester. Happy birthday, Rick. That's a great little tea. Homemade chicken kebabs with chips tonight for Hazel in Hereford. Look at you making chicken kebab. Oh, that's not that difficult, though, is it? I've never done it myself, but I've heard it's actually quite easy. And you feel good afterwards, right?
Yeah, sure.
Deep-fried pancakes and brownies, says Emily. And Amelia in Newbury. Tomato soup and cheese on toast, says Becky in Birmingham. A student. Graham and Skipton's having calzone for tea. I'm having a naughty tea tonight. Pork chops, eggs and chips, says Claire, who is playing with baby Thomas in the Wirral. That's a nice tea. And what else? Let me have a look. Lasagna, garlic bread, salad from Tammy in Wigan. Curry from PJ in Hereford. King prawn booner with coconut rice, says Ellie in Leeds. I don't like coconut rice. I don't like coconut. I love the king prawn booner. Not a problem. But I'll stay off the rice. Carb-free. Lovely. Salmon, mash, spinach, asparagus tips, broccoli and carrots from Jacqueline in Clitheroe in Lancashire. Boring. But healthy, so well done. Da, 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 da. Right, here we go. We've already learned that Sarah can't sing over music, so here we go. That was our brand new feature called...
It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea?
Unbelievable.
It's 10 to 3, what you having for your tea?
It doesn't matter what music we're playing, she still stays with the same tune. All right, nice one. That's Ed Sheeran on Radio 1 and drunk again. Sorry, I'm not actually at the microphone, but Laura's in the way of the desk, taking her time. You know, I have a very calm manner when I'm broadcasting, but still, there's calm, laid back and move out the bloody way, love. You know, just bent over, pressing buttons on the desk. I'm like, move. Right, we have... 2 minutes before the 10-minute takeover, which will be longer, than, by the way, than 2 minutes, because yesterday we managed to choose three songs that are all about 5 minutes each. But you know what to do. 10-minute takeover time. Whip your phone out, all right? And put a smile in your own face. No, I want that woman to say the 10-minute takeover. Here we go.
The 10-minute takeover.
Oh, he'll do. All right, so as long as we have it in our little musical collection here at Radio 1, we will play it for you. So what song would you like to hear? Text in 81199 and then we will take the first three text messages. So just one song, what would you like? Tell us what it is, tell us your name, where you're from.
10-minute takeover.
All right, 81199. Get text in. What song would you like to hear? Would you like to hear some Chasing Status? Would you like to hear some Plan B? Would you like to hear something a little bit older? Would you like to hear some Backstreet Boys or New Kids on the Block? Do you want to go into the 80s? Do you want to get some Nick Kershaw or Howard Jones? Are you a fan of music from the 70s? Would you like some Afternoon Delight? Would you like something like that? Would you like something from the 60s? Do you want to hear some Beatles or Rolling Stones? 81199, you've got to be really, really quick, super quick. And then we'll have a look and see if we have it. And if we have it, we'll play it for you. You're in charge of Radio 1, 81199. Text. I don't know how long's left. Probably about 20 seconds, something like that. Are you ready? Oh, it's very exciting, isn't it? Does it go whoosh at the end?
I just talked over it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you say stop.
Well, here we go. Ready? Beep. Beep. It's exactly 3 o'clock, so let me do it now. Refresh. Stop texting. And let me have a little look. See what we can find. Once it refreshes, they're the songs that we're going to try and play. Okay, refreshing. Okay, try Ben and Lincoln's. Can you sing that one? It's right at the top. I hate that song. Is that really bad? I hate that song. The next one is good, and then let me have a look at the next one. Again, a good one, so that's all right.
The 10-minute takeover.
Right, we're looking. If we have it, it would be... Oh, we don't have it. Right, next then is Sarah and Bexley Heath. Do you know who that's by?
That won't be it.
Oh, we're not going to have that either. In that case, Ben and Bruce and Edmonds. It's that. Do you often have, by the way, on the show, where you just literally spend the 10-minute takeover looking for one song in Radio 1's We Only Have 17 CDs in Our Music Collection music collection? Oh, you've got it. Ah, OK, all right. Now we're off and running then. That'll be interesting, because we've had to go through a few that we didn't have. Ben and Lincoln, I can't believe we don't have it, but personally, I'm delighted. Sarah and Bexley Heath, I can't believe we don't have that. I'm going to have a little look for it anyway and see if we can find it, because it's a tune, proper tune. So it lands on you, Ben, in Bury St Edmunds. You have chosen the first song on today's 10-minute takeover. And it is a classic. Well, it's new, but it's a classic. But it, you know what I mean. You ready? 10-minute takeover, let's go.
The 10-minute takeover.
Here she goes.
If you're looking for devotion, you got to show me love. You got to show. You got to show me love.
Right, thank you very much, Ben and Bruce and Edmonds. 10-minute takeover, track number one from you.
You got to show me love.
Steve Angelo, Show Me Love.
10-minute takeover, BBC Radio 1.
Tony and Billy Dundee. I take it you're in Dundee and that's not your surname. If it is, then... nice surname, but I'd imagine you're in Dundee. Tony and Billy, yes, we're about to play your song next, and it's a cracker if you're at work and you've got a little radio on. Sneak over to it now. Come on over to the radio. Come to me. And switch it up very loud. If you're in the car, you're going to love it. Wind the windows down. You will not believe what Billy and Tony have chosen.
This is the 10-minute takeover.
Greg James.
Chris Miles.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, yes. It's only a bit of Bon Jovi. Yeah. Created by Bon Jovi, ruined by drunken people at karaoke everywhere.
The 10-minute takeover, BBC Radio 1.
Tony and Billy in Dundee, or Tony and Billy Dundee. They chose that. Great choice. Nice to hear that. How come you just thought of that? Any song in the world and you thought of Bon Jovi Living on a Prayer? My God, what if that's their song?
I remember that time we got married and that's our first dance, Living on a Prayer. It was good here. Really?
Mind you, my friends got married last year and their song that they danced to together was Everybody Called 911. That's interesting. They knew the dance and everything. I always find that is the time to go to the bar because there's never really that busy there. Ladies and gentlemen, the happy couple are about to come out. Now, there'll be no queue now. Let's go. It's not very romantic, but still. Right, we need to play song number three on the 15-minute takeover. And the lucky person is Christy in Southampton. Now, I appreciate there's a rush when you text, so it could be Kirsty. But I'm going to go... I think it's probably Kirsty, but it could be Christy in Southampton with a K. Well done. You have chosen it. I'm going to play it. You ready? Enjoy.
This is the 10-minute takeover.
Killers! When you were young, then and out bound. Today's 10-minute takeover, thank you to Ben and Bruce and Edmonds, Tony and Billy Dundee, and Christy, probably Kirsty in Southampton. Three top tracks, thank you.
BBC
Radio 1, Greg James.
It's not Greg James, it's me. Hello, I am Chris Moyles. I am jocking. That's what we call it in radio, I'm jocking. I play jingles, I play the records, I hit the vocals, I seg, I am jocking. I'm driving the desk, I'm working the board. And I'm enjoying it. Greg, though, who knows? It looks like he's going to be out for the whole week. So I might put my price up. Go. Nah, I'm sure it'll be someone else tomorrow. Tom Deacon or something. Clive Warren, not a good year.
Off the subs bench.
Right, so we've got a little challenge to ourselves where we're trying to get famous people on the phone. So so far we've had Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks. We've had Arisha from JLS and John Bishop. Should we try somebody else?
Yeah!
Listen to that enthusiasm. It's great, isn't it? That's already the numbers without reading them out loud. Let's try this one, you ready? Don't know if this is going to work. That'd be worth it. For a laugh. Oh, here we go. Oh, come on.
Hello?
Patrick McGuinness?
Is I Live and Breathe?
It's Chris Moyles, you're live on Radio 1!
You're lucky you've called me.
Why, what's up?
I'm literally come off skimming stones on a lake in Bolton.
Oh, beautiful. Why are you doing that?
It's my missus' birthday today.
It's your missus' birthday?
So I took a stone skimming.
Oh, that's nice. God, tell you, you know...
Her birthday is like Mother Nature, Chris.
You know how to treat a lady.
Absolutely.
Hey, so...
What do you want? That's the main thing.
Well, no, I was ringing...
So when you phone me in the afternoon, there's something bad going on.
No, I was ringing to say happy birthday to Mrs. McGuinness.
Thank you. I love how you went, happy birthday to... And you didn't realise you didn't know her name.
No, that's not true.
And you went, this is McGuinness.
That's not true at all. How dare you?
Is Dave Googling as we speak?
No, Dave's not here, actually. It's just me filling in for Greg, so how rude. Were you really skimming stones?
Yeah, just this second. Just wiped my shoes off and got back in car now.
Oh, I love that.
It's lovely up here today, lovely and sunny.
And then what's the plan for the rest of the day with you and Mrs. McGuinness?
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go home now and have a bit of tea.
Aye.
Well, it's a birthday today, but we're doing stuff towards the weekend, you see.
All right. Are you taking her for a meal tonight?
We're going to go at the weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's our restaurant, Luciano's. Lovely.
Oh, very nice. Did you get her a present?
Nice.
Did she have anything to open this morning?
Oh, it's nice speaking to you in, you know, a respectable time.
Well, it's either early in the morning or very late at night when you and I speak. Did Jim, Paddy, did Christine have something big to open this morning that put a smile on her face?
Who, Mrs. No, well, like I said, I'd ordered a couple of things. They've not turned up. No, that's not me making excuses.
Yeah.
I was on the spot. I thought, what can I do? I thought, I know, stone skimming.
Wow. Well, I wish you were my husband.
So do I wish I were your husband as well.
Well, we can do that. I'm sure she won't mind. We can have some kind of agreement. Well, listen, I'll leave you to it. Give Christine my love and say happy birthday from us and everybody in the UK.
Hey, I watched your new dating show the other day.
Right, it's a terrible line, Paddy. I think I've got to go.
Let the carbon see the coffee.
You all right, cheers. Yeah. Radio 1. Try another number. I used to know somebody. I haven't got authority that Ollie Murs might be near his phone now, so fingers crossed.
Welcome to the O2.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Really? Was he not paid his bill? What's wrong with the bloke?
BBC Radio 1, Greg James.
I'm going to try again. Although I don't know what redial is on here. Let's see. Unless he's... Do you think he's changed his number and not told me? Because I left a message earlier. Oh, there we go. Sorry. 07932 1. Just don't read it out, Chris. Stupid. Maybe we should. I might have left a message on somebody... Oh, here we go.
Hello, mate.
Ollie Murs!
What's happening?
Yay! Ollie Murs, you're live on the radio. Please don't swear with your big potty mouth and your crazy
I'm
young hair.
Swear.
Well, I'm a ghost, I'm not going to swear.
Where are you, Ollie?
I am in La France. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
What are you doing in France?
I'm doing a bit of promo at the moment with Heart Skips a Beat.
Oh, is that out in France now?
Yeah, it's out in France. So I'm with a few gorgeous French ladies at the moment. Ella Dima, salo. Salo to Chris.
Hello, Chris. Hi, Bitpool.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. How are you?
Oui, ça va et toi?
Très bien. Tu parles français?
Yeah, un petit peu. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le panier?
Tu viens à Paris?
Oui. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
No, what's he saying?
I've got someone else who wants to say hello, Chris. Oh, this is another Irish man.
Okay, go on.
Polyfield France, hey, Chris.
Hello there, bonsoir there, my mate. How are you?
How are you, buddy?
I'm very...
Oh, he's too shy. I can't talk to you, Chris. He's too shy.
Hey, Ollie, is that your secret boyfriend, Mark, that we always hear you talking about on Twitter?
My secret boyfriend, Mark. Shut up, no. He's my tour manager.
Hey, Ollie.
Go on.
Ollie, you can't hear me, can you?
No, he can't hear me, no.
Okay, don't forget, as soon as you get out of the car, you've got to say to him, Mark, you've got something on your shoe.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do you know what? You should...
Do you know what? I haven't done that in a while, you know.
Do you know what? You should change it. Don't say you got something on your shoe. You should say, Mark, have you trodden in something? And then he'll look, and then you'll get him.
That's the new one, Chris. That's our new one.
Yeah, no mucking around. When are you back?
See, I'm confused. What are you doing on in the afternoon?
I've been fired off the breakfast show.
No, you haven't.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah. No, Greg James has got man flu, so I'm filling in.
Oh, you're a nice guy, aren't you, Chris? That's a nice thing to do.
And what we're doing is we're ringing famous people and just seeing if they answer the phone. So we've rung a few. So if you can send me anyone's number.
Who can I send? I'll see what I've got in my phone. I don't think I've got many people, to be honest.
We don't want JLS because we did a reshare earlier, so...
All right, who else have you spoke to so far?
We spoke to Rizzle from Rizzle Kicks.
Which one?
Jordan.
Rizzle.
And we spoke to Arisha and John Bishop and Paddy McGuinness and now you.
That's cool. Right, okay, what about, who else can you ring then?
Who have you got? Whose number? You know everyone famous now.
All right, James Corden, he'd be a good one.
Yeah, we could try.
Okay.
All right, we'll try James. All right, I'll try him next. That's like famous person phone number relay.
I don't know. I think James Corden would be a good one. I don't know who else I've got on my phone that'd be worth ringing.
All right,
so
I'll tell you what.
I reckon.
I've got James's number. We'll try James. All right.
Legend. All right, buddy.
Anyway, say au revoir and bonsoir to everybody, and have a safe trip to France.
Thanks, buddy. Well, I'm off to Germany tonight, so.
Wiedersehen.
So I'm seeing you in a couple of weeks, aren't I?
Yeah, you're coming into this shameless promotion for your new single, Oh My Goodness.
You're such...
Is that available to buy yet, Ollie?
No, it's out, but it's not out to the 1st of April. You can download it if you want to, but it's out on the 1st of April. A couple of extras on it and all that.
If I can't wait to get the single, is it on the album?
Yeah, you can get it on the album, yeah.
You're shameless. Bye, Ollie! Bye, bye. Oh, there you go. All right. Bye. Oh, look, it's Scott Mills, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi.
Hi there, my darling.
Am I early again?
Are you Ollie again or early again?
Early.
We can be Ollie if you want.
No, I'm all right.
Well, no, it's fine.
Okay.
Why don't you stay? We'll play a song, do the news, we'll all chat together.
Yes.
Okay. You're watching this, ready? All right, let's play some Ollie Murs right now.
BBC Radio 1, Greg James.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness, I can't hide it.
Ollie Murs, that's his new song, Oh My Goodness, which seemingly, I think, is out in April. I think I heard that. He's a nice boy.
Anybody else would die for.
Do you know, I suddenly remembered the other day, there is a video that is out there in existence somewhere of me and Ollie in the pub, and I was showing him, we were playing with Twitter, and I was saying to him, have you done the video thing? He goes, what's that? So you can film something and then put it on Twitter. Oh, that's good. And then you can actually do live stuff on Twitter. Because what do you mean? Well, like, instead of filming a video and then uploading it later, you can just broadcast live on Twitter. And he goes, what, like, we could just go on now in the pub? I went, yeah. He goes, let's do it. So we did it. And then when we're on, we didn't really know what to do. So he went, I can down a pint. And I went, go on then. So he downed a pint in like 4 seconds. So childish, laddie. And we went, yay. Okay, bye, and switched it off. But I was new to all of that business then. So it's out there somewhere, me and Ollie in a pub and him downing a pint of beer for no reason whatsoever. It's not the greatest story I've ever told, but still, it's not the worst. And then there are other videos that we've done after that. It's got out of hand.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
So Lisa won't speak to me anymore. So... what can you do? Right, there's only half an hour left before we're out of here and Scott Mills is on the radio. We'll chat with him in a bit, find out what he's got coming up on the show. Becky is back, find out where she's been. That lazy thing. And we'll play some more songs. What we got for you? Labyrinth, Lost Prophets, Better Rihanna. All that coming up after Chris moved with the news. It's 2:32.
And James De Gale will defend his European super middleweight title in Denmark next month. The 2008 Olympic gold medalist will fight Italy's Christian Sanavia.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. We're back with more news in an hour.
Chris Smith with the news. He just stumbled on the words and I got the time check wrong at the beginning of the bulletin.
Oh, what do you say?
I said it was 2:32 and it's 3:32, but no one seems to have noticed.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's 3:32 right now. Yeah. So you're having so much fun, you don't know what time it is.
That's right.
A couple of things, if I may.
Of course. Number
one, do you ever get the feeling, Chris, that you're being watched?
Seriously?
No, the other way.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
This is Anissa.
What is it? Are you charging people to come and watch you read the news?
Yeah, well, got
to... It's a little sideline.
Make it. You're doing two shows a day, I'm doing tours of Newsbeat.
I like it. Make up the money.
Yeah.
Secondly, and I know it is early days for Mwamba, but, fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's really...
We get more positive news on this.
Sounds very encouraging, doesn't it? The fact that he's been able to talk and...
I know.
Yeah, and is out of intensive care, so, yeah, hopefully good news.
I just can't wait for the story to get better and better and better.
Yes.
I dream of a moment with him... stood on his own two feet, alert, bright, awake, everything seemingly back to normal and good, with the most bemused look on his face as an entire nations of people stare at him and applaud, and he's there going, what's going on? They've been talking about you, they've been writing about you in newspapers, you've been on TV, you've been on radio, people have been sending messages, you've been trending on Twitter, you've been like, all that. And he'll be like, wow.
I know, like all the flowers at the Reebok Stadium and everything.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Anyway, but I just... fingers crossed. Secondly, any news from Paul Robinson?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
I googled him, but I just found the one off Neighbours.
Right, no, yeah, that's not...
not him, is it?
Yeah, he runs the Lassiter's Complex for Mr. Unigawa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a completely different Paul Robinson.
Oh, yeah, OK.
And secondly, what was the press conference clip? Is that talking about Tevez?
Yeah, the Mancini.
Yeah. What I love about that... Chris Smith with the news... Sorry. What I love about that is, once again, the radio and Newsbeat person got there right really, really late and had to stand at the back of the room. Because if you listen to the clip, there's Mancini going, well, tell me more. And then the person asking the question is miles away.
Tomorrow
from the mic.
We'll decide this because we want to know the situation with the players. There is this possibility, this chance, yes.
Do you think you will definitely use him in your remaining 10 games?
How far away are they?
Well, at the back.
At the back? Is there any further back than being in the county? Anyway, thank you. Chris Smith with the news. Chris Smith with the news. He's got a secret. And if you want to know what it is, why not email him at... All right, thank you, Chris.
See you later.
Bye. All right, it's 3:38. We're on the radio for another 22 minutes, so let's play some music and stop mucking around. No, let's keep on mucking around, actually. What should we play? Let's play this.
One moment to another.
Can we get one more famous person on the air?
A world to be discovered.
Before we finish at 4 o'clock today. Yeah! Lost Prophets before that, Labyrinth.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Chris Moyles. Chris Moyles. It's 4:45, or as it's now officially called, 4:45. That's the time now. When it gets near Mills o'clock, that's what you do. Yeah. You know that. Hey, look who's just walked in.
Hello, mate.
Professor Green in the Hizzos.
How you doing? You all right?
What are you doing here?
Well, do you know what? I was driving by and I heard you on the radio covering for...
Little
Signal.
Gregory, yeah.
So I thought I'd come in and say hello. Where's Westwood gone? Westwood was...
Westwood, he's intimidated by you.
Ah, it's the new hair.
Yeah.
Last time he took the mickey out of my hair, we nearly fell out, yeah.
Well, we've said this before when we chatted before. You and Tiny, you know, you two are the leaders in... Listen, we're changing the stereotypes, you know. It doesn't need to be oversized American sport tops anymore.
It doesn't anymore. You don't have to wear fitted clothes, but you can wear clothes that fit.
That's right. Look at you.
Yeah.
Nice head. Do you put product in that?
There is a little bit of product in it, yeah. Oh, this is going to get awkward.
I'm not even going to mention the fact that you've had your teeth whitened as well.
I haven't. I have not had my teeth whitened. I did have them done a little while ago.
Because you're a clean living boy. What did you have done?
I had dental implants. It was horrible.
Oh, I want
they
that.
They drilled in my jaw. And,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Screwed the implants in with what was like a ratchet.
All right, in that case, I'm keeping my bad teeth.
Pretty horrific, yeah. I didn't enjoy it. I wouldn't have done again.
Are you just back from Australia?
I am. I got back on Saturday morning, so the jet lag is still a bit of a bugger, but...
How long were you there for?
Just over 3 weeks. Yeah.
Now, did you get time to enjoy it, or were you just working?
Just working, but the work was good. The crowds over there were wicked. Adelaide, especially. I told them I hated them all, and it was just anarchy from that point on. Well, I didn't actually. I told them I'd tell them I hated them if I did. What I did say was, you know, I've been to Perth, Brisbane, Melbourne, and Sydney, and every time I said I was coming to Adelaide, everyone was a bit like, Adelaide, it's a bit, and when you're on stage saying that in front of a few thousand people, it can go one or two ways, but fortunately, it worked out quite well.
You like a lively crowd. From following you on Twitter, yeah. You like it to get... You don't like trouble, but you like...
Yeah,
like
well, a good kind of trouble. Like,
let themselves
people,
go.
Yeah, people. There's no. Yeah, you can't come to one of my gigs and be reserved. There's no place for that.
No.
And I was touring with Jessie as well as doing Future Music Festival. And she's a darling. She come out. She pranked me on the last night of tour. She come out during Jungle with a few of her bandmates all dressed in animal costumes. Play on Jungle.
Oh really?
But, yeah, you can see it on YouTube.
And did you notice her?
When she done it, yeah, she come out dressed as a tiger. She was like twirling her tail and hit me with it and then
hello
me up. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I didn't expect that. That was a bit of a shock to turn around and see people in animal costumes jumping around. And the thing is, Jungle's quite a dark and serious song, and it just got turned in there. Not anymore. But yeah, so definitely check that out on YouTube.
So what do you do now you're back? Do you get any time off?
Shooting the video for the next single, which is Remedy.
Nice.
Which you'll be getting soon, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, I want to be in the video.
Really?
Yeah, is there a slot for me?
100%. Do you want to play the bad guy?
Yeah. I can do bad guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
All right. Do you want to see my bad look?
Go on, then. Chris, what have I done?
I'm a bad boy.
Chris, I'm scared.
Yeah. Look at me, bruv. Yeah.
Chris.
Me, bro. I don't laugh. See, it was going so well.
You had me. It was up until you kissed your teeth.
I sat my teeth in it, bruv, yeah? Because that's what we all do, yeah? That's what we all do in the hood, yeah?
God.
Well, I'll Primrose Hill. But, like, that's how I roll, yeah? You get me, yeah? And don't forget, you promised me something for Hackney.
Yep.
We're going out in Hackney.
Yep.
Before the Hackney
100%,
weekend.
I'm going to take you on a little tour on North Wales Estate. You can come to the youth club.
I can't wait.
Yeah?
See, with you, I'll go anywhere. You know, I'll go out with you and your mates in Hackney. Not a problem. Well, see, the thing with Hackney is, the great stereotype about Hackney is, if you could literally go... I'm going to go out in Hackney, yeah? I'm going to go Hackney, man.
And
I'm
then you could go and to you the, could you could go to the Broadway and go to La Bruche and get like a really poncy breakfast.
Yeah, you could go out in Hackney and spend a fortune at all the real cool trendy bars there and come out and go, I went to Hackney.
Everybody
speaks like this. I'm thinking, am I in Hackney, bruv? You're in Hackney, yeah?
Yeah, so in Hackney, yes. Yeah. I'm just on the way to Bunhares to get a steak, yes, and some red wine.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Or you could end up in the wrong part of town and it could be a little bit different.
Yeah, the wrong part of town. 10. I like the way he says 10, innit? I mean, I could play a bad boy in your video, son. No problem. I'm like a younger, thinner, better-looking Ray Winston. You know what I'm saying?
I don't dispute that.
Yeah, you get that. I can draw my neck and have tattoos and that.
Would you do it? Would you play the bad guy in my next video?
Do I get paid?
I'll pay you.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll discuss that. Well, I wouldn't expect you to do it for
mortgage
free.
Mortgage don't pay itself, baby. I don't even know if that's a phrase, but I've just made it up. It is now. Well, nice to see you. Thanks for popping by.
You're welcome.
What are you having for your tea tonight?
What am I having for my tea tonight?
Big question.
That's a big question. Do you know what? I fancy being really bad and eating carbs after six.
Do you know what you should treat yourself to if you've been in Australia for 3 weeks?
Go on.
I'm going to say it. You're going to get excited.
The N-word.
No. You ready?
Go on.
Fish and chips.
Oof.
Couple of slices of bread.
That could be quite good.
Massive mug of tea. Or a beer.
Fish and chips. There's a good fish and chips shop in Covent Garden, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't go to Covent Garden. I keep it real.
Oh, sorry. Well, I know I'm not going to go all the way to Acne. I'm back here in a bit with Neo, aren't I?
Fine, then go get a Nando's then and stop whinging.
Can we say that? You're in trouble. I didn't say it.
It's not my show. It's Greg James' show.
Greg, you're in trouble.
Yeah,
mate.
Greg, you're out of order, mate, for advertising. Yeah. Professor Green, nice to see you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rihanna, would talk to me, yeah. So, I'm just having a little look at the list of famous people we got on today. This is all inspired by Mikey or Mickey from Solihull. He says, I'm going to switch Steve Wright on because he's got Michael Bolton, Andrew Lloyd Webber and JLS to talk to. And you've got Sarah. And we ended up having on the show today Jordan from Rizzle Kicks, Arishe from JLS, John Bishop, Paddy McGuinness, Ollie Mers, Professor Green, Pete Tong, Scott Mills, and you could just about hear in the background Tim Westwood in the last link. So what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, we beat Steve Wright. Because Sally Traffic don't count, righty. So there you are. Now, Greg is still poorly sick. He might be back tomorrow, but from what we're hearing, he's proper bad.
He's proper bad.
So I don't know if I'm back tomorrow or whether it's like Nick Grimshaw or Philip Schofield or anybody like that. So if you would like to have a go, why not drop a little note to Radio 1? If you're free tomorrow between 1 and 4, you could be on Radio 1. You could literally just come into the studio. Honestly, people are texting now. It's a doddle. Come on, you have a little chat, and then when you run out of something to say, you play a record. So you go, oh my God, it's a lovely day today. Record. Like that. So it's brilliant. It's easy. And Laura and Sarah laugh at everything you say. Watch this, right? Oh, it's so hot today outside. God, I was sweating like a good un.
Lol.
See? I don't know if you shout lol, though. I think that's a little bit, I've got to be honest, that's a tad patronising. Anyway, I'm back tomorrow morning, 6:30 in the morning, BBC Radio 1, and Scott Mills is next. Super bad.
Super bad.
Are people staying the night? Don't have enough beds? You need a sofa bed.